Yo, this is Cam coming to y'all, the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe, with more, as usual, positive vibes. Today's podcast episode is going to be about You Choose Plain and Simple. You Choose Plain and Simple is sort of like the hard way I figured out to, I guess the hard way I figured out to keep on going in life, to keep on moving in life. And it's going to be as simple as this. This may be one of the shortest ones that I've ever made. This might be like 3 minutes. But You Choose Plain and Simple. It can't be said more enough than just saying. And it's probably going to be more than 3 minutes. Just watch. But You Choose Plain and Simple is just like you are given the greatest choice. You are given the greatest gift in the world. And that's everybody is given this gift. Choice. No matter what predicament you're in, everybody is given choice. Thank you, Jesus. He's given us that. Everybody has choice, no matter what predicament, no matter what they have in their life, no matter what's going for them, no matter, you know, whether it may be, you know, fortunate or unfortunate or whatever it may be, everybody's got that choice and can use it to their own abilities. And choice is the best and probably biggest thing that we can acquire and that we could, use to our best advantage. Choice can be done in opportunities, whether you should take it or not, which I can get into on another podcast. But then again, you know, choices you may not want to take. So you have the choice to do something, and you have the choice to not choose. It's crazy. It's a whole situation that really sparks, you know, my interest and should spark everybody else's. You Choose Plain and Simple technically means that you are kind of the person that gets yourself to go. Not a lot of people in this world are going to push you to go unless you have like one of the greatest support systems in the world that are just constantly pushing you. But if anything I've learned is that, you know, no one cares about your dreams as much as you do when it comes to fulfilling them and making sure they get 110% done. Not 98, not 99, not 100. I'm talking not even 109.9. I'm talking 110% done when it comes to that. And you were kind of the person to choose whether or not if you should get up and go do this, get up and go do that, get up and try and be great at this or something or perhaps whatever. But yeah, that's honestly, and I might keep this one short, but that's kind of what I want to go with this, is that saying that you choose plain and simple. That's literally it. You are the one that chooses to go out and do something great. You are the one that chooses to go out and make an impact on, you know, not just the community, but generations to come. It's your choice to get up and start doing what you love. It's your choice to get up and start doing this and doing that. That's the only way that things are going to start moving for you. This is sort of a podcast to let people know that if you aren't moving yet and you aren't doing what you're doing, make sure that you are doing something when it comes to just moving. You're actually like, and not just moving physically, but moving like you're doing progress in something that you like, love. It's a hobby, or you're doing progress in something. Because I know that when I didn't have progress, I know that when I didn't do something, I feel like I didn't have progress, and I feel like I'd be wasting a day. And then I feel like, and then I start reminiscing how I'm never going to get back. You know, what's today's day? I'm never going to get back October 24th, 2018 or whatever. I mean, I know I'm not going to get this day back, but I feel like I'm using it to the best of my abilities because I'm loving it. I'm enjoying doing this podcast. Even though I'm honest to God sleep deprived, I'm so glad I'm doing this, and I'm very blessed to be in the state to do and talk about the things I talk about and say the things I have to say. But yeah, you choose plain and simple. You choose whether you want to do or get things done. That's honestly it. You choose when you want to get things done, plain and simple. And if you don't choose, things aren't going to get done. And if you do choose, things are going to get done. Depending on who you are, it depends on the dedication, the drive, the conquer, the defeat, the trials and tribulations that you are ready to go through and that you are ready to tackle and that you are ready to face up front with life and its obstacles and difficulties and different, you know, different just all types of things all around. So, yeah. But you are the person that have the keys to the ignition. It's up to you to start it and keep going and see where that takes you, or it's up for you to sit back and wonder and reminisce on the times of how it could already mess up if you didn't even start the boat. So try starting the boat, try putting the key into the ignition and seeing where that boat takes you. on that water instead of thinking about how the boat could break down or how the boat could not take you a certain way that you want it to be. Then again, has to do with your values and his values. You know, take the adventure, definitely enjoy it, and just know that you have the keys. All you got to do is just put it in that ignition and just go and see where it takes you, whether it's somewhere you like or not. Always see where it takes you, because that place that it could take you was somewhere that you never thought that you end up liking something about yourself that you never thought you would know or like altogether. So really, really, really take off of that message. And I hope that everybody can learn from that message and feel from that message. I hope everybody can feel some type of way at most, and that everybody continues to feel blessed, and everybody continues to feel amazing, and everybody continues to feel like, you know, at the top of the game and smart and amazing and beautiful and all that great stuff that people think about themselves. So, but remember, you have the keys. It's just waiting for you to put them in the ignition. God bless. Hope everybody has a great day. If you know someone that would love this message or love this type of talking, or, you know, or just love positive energy as a whole, let them know about this podcast, share it, do what you got to do. Love y'all. Peace. God bless. Continue to feel beyond your peak of amazingness, and just always be at the always be ahead of the game, and always know what you're doing no matter what. All right. Peace. Love y'all. Have a good one. See you in the next one.